This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Lawmakers raise contemporary issues in House of Representatives meeting and unanimously pass Corruption Prevention First Amendment Bill 2081. Supreme Court issues show cause notice in the name of the government. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses cooperation among all three tiers of the government for the country's development. And third batch of illegal Indian immigrants in U.S. lands in northern India. Now, the news in detail. The Corruption Prevention First Amendment Bill 2081 has been unanimously passed by the House of Representatives. The bill was presented before the House for a decision by Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhok on behalf of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Responding to queries raised during the discussion on the bill, Minister Lekhok said that the bill was introduced to ensure happiness, peace and economic welfare of the citizens, maintain fiscal discipline, morality and ethics in the society and end corruption. Likewise, Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Sarat Singh Bhandari submitted a report on the mechanisms of new international labour standards, conventions, protocols and recommendations adopted by International Labour Conference to the House. Similarly, lawmakers drew the government's attention to other contemporary issues in the House meeting yesterday. The House of Representatives will meet again at 1 p.m. today. The Supreme Court yesterday issued a show cause notice in a petition filed against the government on the charge of contempt of court for not implementing the court's verdict relating to land plot scam of Giribanduti state. Justices Saranga Subedi and Nityananda Pandey ordered the government to furnish the details in writing within 7 days and sort the files of the case. The Supreme Court has asked the government to submit its written response through the Office of the Attorney General within 7 days, stating if there is any reason not to be punished for the contempt of court. The Supreme Court has also asked to furnish the original file of the case, including the order by the Constitutional Bench given on February 7, 2024. Advocate Om Prakash Arial had lost the case at the Supreme Court, naming the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers as the defendants, claiming that the land-related ordinance was issued by the government with relaxed provisions on land instead of implementing the verdict. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli emphasized the need for cooperation among the three tiers of the government for the overall development of the country. In a special address at the meeting of the Lumbini Provincial Assembly yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said that the country should be developed with the efforts of its citizens, not from others' effort. The head of the government clarified that the central government has brought various ordinances for the expansion of investment and development of the information technology sector. In the meantime, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says the government is working through diplomatic channels to address the matter of the death of a Nepali student in the hostel of Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology in Odisha, India. Prime Minister Oli used his social media account yesterday to share that the government was working diplomatically on the matter. Prakriti Lamsal, a Nepali student, was found dead in girls' hostel of the institute. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba and Foreign Minister of Islamic Republic of Iran Abbas Araghchi yesterday held a meeting in the capital of Oman, Muscat. The two foreign ministers met on the sidelines of the 8th Indian Ocean Conference being held in Muscat. On the occasion, the two foreign ministers discussed the Nepal-Iran relations and matters of mutual benefit between the two countries. Minister Dr. Deoba requested the Iranian foreign minister to take diplomatic initiatives for the release of Nepali student Bipin Joshi, believed to be in Hamas captivity. During the meeting, Foreign Minister Araghchi assured that he would take up the issue with Hamas officials with priority. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithi Biswa Gurung has expressed the view that the traditional art and culture should be preserved through postal stamps, inaugurating the week-long postage stamp exhibition yesterday organized by the Department of Postal Services on the occasion of National Democracy Day. Minister Gurung said that the department should search for historical themes and publish stamps if necessary. On the occasion, Minister Gurung affixed the first cancellation mark on the postage stamps of Panchamark Mudra and the cover of Bhitrikot Darbar. Three people have been killed in a car carrying Nepali citizens met with an accident in India. The car they were travelling in collided with a roadside divider near Azamgarh in India while they were returning home from attending the Mahakumbh religious fair in Prayagraj. According to the district police office, Rupandehi's superintendent of police, Ranjit Singh Rathore, the deceased have been identified as 45-year-old Ganesh Khanal, his wife 40-year-old Deepa Khanal and 45-year-old Geeta Sharma of Devdaha Municipality 9, Bhalui in Rupandehi. Police said five other people were injured in the accident and they are being treated at Azamgarh and Gorakhpur in India. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudel has been discharged from the Kirtipur Burn Hospital after receiving treatment for burn injuries. Finance Minister Paudel and Mayor of Pokhara Metropolitan City Dhanaraj Acharya sustained injuries in an accident involving flammable-filled balloons at the inauguration program organized for the promotion of tourism in Pokhara on Saturday. They were being treated in intensive care units at the hospital for 2 days. Though Mayor Acharya's health condition is normal, he will be kept in the hospital for a few more days. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel has expressed gratitude to the donor agencies assisting Nepal in securing medicines for the free treatment of pediatric cancer. Nepal has received its first shipment of medicines for pediatric cancer through the global platform for access to childhood cancer medicines. The platform, launched by the WHO or the World Health Organization and St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, aims to provide critical support in addressing childhood cancer. WHO has stated that the additional shipments of medicine will gradually arrive in Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Stakeholders have stated that the women are disproportionately affected by climate change and emphasize the need to prioritize their technical skills and knowledge for effective adaptation. Speaking at an inaugural session of the International Seminar on Gender Equality and Promotion of Leadership in Forest and Climate Change, organized by the Regional Community Forest Training Center for Asia and Pacific in Kathmandu yesterday, they said women are hit disproportionately by the climate crisis. They also demanded the government implement gender-responsive policies and programs. Stakeholders have underlined the need for effective coordination and cooperation among all three tiers of the government for the conservation of the Churi region. During a discussion organized at Janakpur Dham yesterday, Minister for Communications and Law at the province, Rajkumar Lekhi, said that the water sources are drying up in the districts of Madhes due to Churi degradation. According to him, it is urgent to adopt meaningful climate action to mitigate adversity caused by climate impacts. On the occasion, environmental specialist Madhusudan Gautam made public a study report on climate change adaptation and disaster risk management in the districts of Madhya Pradesh and pointed out insufficient preparedness to cope with natural disasters in Madhya Pradesh. Now on to some international news update. Officials have said a U.S. military plane carrying 112 illegal Indian immigrants landed at an airport in northern Indian city of Amritsar on Monday. This is the third batch of Indians deported from United States as part of the U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign against illegal immigrants in his country. The officials said that the deportees will be allowed to head to their homes after completion of all formalities, including immigration verification and background checks. On Saturday night, a U.S. military plane brought 116 Indian immigrants to Amritsar. Earlier on February 5th, 104 Indians have been sent back from the United States. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who was in the United States last week, said India will take back any of its citizens living illegally in the United States. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces today. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 6 to 8 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 20 to 21 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Lawmakers raise contemporary issues in House of Representatives meeting and unanimously pass Corruption Prevention First Amendment Bill 2081. Supreme Court issues show cause notice in the name of the government. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses cooperation among all three tiers of the government for the country's development. And third batch of illegal Indian immigrants in U.S. lands in northern India. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.